This week we are having a look at the parish of Malou. Malou got its name from St. Lupus, or St. Lua, and in early times a fair was held at Cross for Ways, originally dedicated to St. Malua. Malou is the largest parish in the Sheading of Rushen, taking in Castletown, the ancient metropolis, and Barasalla, a rich agricultural area. The parish is 8 miles long from north to south, and about 4 miles broad from east to west. On the east side is Santon, on the south the sea, on the west is Arbury, while Maroun and Patrick lie to the north. As Castletown was the seat of the government for such a long time, many English names were introduced, such as Red Gap, Great Meadow, Dumb River, and many others. Indeed, Castletown, in spite of its ancient history, has but few Gaelic names, emphasis being on the royalty, like Queen Street, Victoria Road, Elizabeth Rise, Alexander Road. Yet in the country areas, most of the ancient names still exist. Leaving the boundary of Arbury and on the main port errand to Douglas Road is Bala Whetstone, which means Whetstone's farm, where a Thomas Whetstone once lived. Then on to Balloun. 1376, this place was called Bylossen, or from Loddon's farm. So Byloddon has become Balloun. Skilbrick means ship's ridge. Barra Norris is from Norris's farm. Barasalla, numerous times have I been asked the meaning of this name. So please note that it is the village of the Willow River, as this river flows through many sally or willow glens. Balfen came from the Manx word Baldin. The great number of summer festivals were held of the Celts, which was held annually with many games of great feats of strength. Clochvain is white stone. Here we notice that the hotel has it in English, while the village has it in Manx. Bala Hick was the farm of a John Hick, H-Y-K, in 1511. Ronald's Way was Runner's Vy, which is Reginald's Ford, referring to the neck of Langness, where probably the small boats were dragged over this narrow piece of land. Derby Haven was called Camus Ery, harbour of the king. The Cregans, the rocks. Rushen Abbey, the home of the ancient monks, is quite a museum piece in itself, while upstream is that famous packhorse bridge, the Monk's Bridge, or the Crossack Bridge. This is the oldest bridge in the island, and it is remarkably well built, being only 3 feet 3 inches wide in the centre. The neighbourhood is still called the Crossack. The road from here to Ballymoda Strait is called the Burr Ballygawn. Burr means road or lane, and Ballygawn is Gawn's farm. So Burr Ballygawn is the road or lane of Gawn's farm. Ballymoda means farm of the dogs. Cool Cam crooked corner, and the clay corn all dike or fence. Corlea, grey hill. Balladjuan of Arc, farm of John Mark, Bridesen. Now for some of your surnames. Kinnish. In 1417, it was MacInnish. The Irish and Scots called it Son of Angus. One of the principal seats of this family was at Ballochkinnish in Braddon. A William Kinnish in the early 1800s was a poet and an inventor, as well as being a practical engineer. He was the first to submit a practical scheme for a canal to join the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans by way of the Isthmus of Panama. Kermode was MacGermot, meaning son of freeman. This name has broken into several others, such as Kermot, Kermod, Carmont, Dermont, and Kermoth. In the last 100 years, the name Kermode has been foremost in antiquarian and museum development. Gelling came from the Gaelic word gael, meaning bright, and was MacGailum. The Reverend Daniel Gelling in 1801 was one of the pioneers of scientific farming on the island. Cretney is from MacBretney, meaning son of the Briton or Welshman. A Brecknach or Bretney. A James Cretney in the late 1700s was considered an excellent Manx scholar. Kinraid was from Mac Con Raider. Kindred and Kingred are from the same source. Now I want to tell you of an incident that occurred some years ago on a farm to the north side of this parish. A farmer's wife was churning. The churn was driven by a horse attached to one end of a heavy plank of wood. The horse walked round and round in a well-trodden path just outside the dairy window. The farmer's wife, to determine as to how the churning was proceeding, it was usual for her to stop the horse, disconnect the churn from the drive shaft, and unscrew the lid. But on this occasion, the lady had forgotten to disconnect the churn. When the lid was off, and poor old Charlie, the horse, made 3 or 4 paces forward for a mouthful of lush grass. The churn spun round, scattering the bithig, that's the churning cream, all over the ceiling and walls. And the Benthai, the woman of the house, was slayed, covered, from head to foot with this stuff. Poor 29-year-old Charlie the horse was never trusted to churn without supervision again.